What about when you have a wound and it kind of swells a little bit, puppy? Have you ever heard that called anything? Have you ever heard it called proud flesh?
Well, I've heard the expression proud flesh.
Okay. What is this that you put on a cut that burns a lot when you put on that?
Methylate.
Okay. Or sometimes people put, instead of methylate, they might use what, iodine?
Hey, fella, you have a dream. Your legs, your legs are working like you were running.
Yes, he's dreaming.
I had all 4 feet going. What is it that people used to take? I think they took to keep from getting malaria or something.
Oh, quinine.
Mm-hmm. You might, what is a disease that people get, children get sometimes, or people get it, I guess, when the skin turns kind of yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. And when on wet days or something, a person might get stiff in his joints, you say, well, he's got a touch of the...
rheumatism.
Okay. And a disease that I don't know how you get it, maybe from drinking bad water or something like that.
Typhoid fever.
All right, that's one. And what other diseases have you heard of? Have you heard of diphtheria?
Yes, I've heard that.
I don't know how you get that exactly.
I don't either.
But you would say, well, he has...
been drinking water, or he has diphtheria.
Yeah, okay. If somebody was worried about something and you didn't want them to worry, you would say, well, that's all right, don't
worry about it.
Okay. And when a president or when somebody, the governor or somebody of a state dies or something, and they put all the flags at half-mast and put black crepe around the pictures and everything, you'd say they are in
mourning.
Okay.
Would you like a glass of water? And to talk to
No, you. Thank you. No, I'm fine. If you want to take a break, you may certainly.
No,
all
right.
What terms might you use for somebody who's dating? You ever use the term, if a boy is seeing a girl, you might say, well, they are...
courting.
Okay. Or if a girl... if a boy asked a girl to marry him and she refused, you might say, well, she...
she refused turning him down, his proposal down.
Or if she accepted his proposal, then you might say, well, they are going to get...
married.
Okay. And one of the... nowadays, when a girl gets married, she'll ask one of her... several of her friends to be in the wedding and be...
bridesmaids.
Okay. Sometimes, after a wedding, all of the people in the wedding would get together and have a real noisy celebration.
Reception.
All right. If a person lives at the Browns' place, and somebody says, do you know where he lives? You might say, oh yeah, he lives, would you say, over at the Browns or over with the Browns?
Let's see, he lives over...
at the Browns.
The Browns, I guess.
Okay. If you were going to go to Huntsville, you'd say, well, yesterday we went, would you say up to Huntsville or over to Huntsville?
Over to Huntsville, okay. That's what we say.
Okay. Talking about a whole group of people together, you'd say, well, the whole bunch of them came over here?
Yes, the whole bunch, I guess that would describe it.
A place where people might go now, that where they play music and these couples would get out on the floor and
dance.
Okay.